USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A mass casualty incident in Baltimore after a catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Many drivers left in bitter cold waters. Laura Winters reports.
Dramatic video shows a cargo ship hitting a bridge in Baltimore and the entire span collapsing, with people in their cars going straight down into the water, a rescue effort ongoing at this hour.
Governor Wes Moore now declaring a state of emergency in the wake of the disaster. Kylie lives close to the bridge and describes what it was like when the span came down.
My room was shaking. I sat up real fast, held onto my bed. I thought it was an earthquake happening.
Again, the incident being treated as a mass casualty event. Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Donald Trump now urging Israel to bring its war with Hamas in Gaza to an end. USA's John Schaefer with details.
Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is flatly denying any involvement in an alleged illegal gambling operation. The star spoke publicly with reporters about the developing scandal for the first time on Monday.
So I never bet on baseball, any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf.
Through an interpreter, Ohtani said he's very sad someone close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. He called his ex-interpreter a liar. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah! Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Texas public safety commanders say their officers will only be permitted to make arrests when they see immigrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety clarified Monday. However, opponents say promises like that do not square with what's written in the law. They claim Texas state officers will still be able to profile people on the streets in Texas if they see fit to do so. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as lawsuits play out. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing the bond from $450 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Famed hip-hop star Sean Diddy Combs being implicated in a federal sex trafficking investigation, with family members reportedly detained during a raid on Monday. Agents with Homeland Security executed search warrants on the rapper's homes in both Miami and Los Angeles. The federal probe into Diddy may be tied to a pair of recent lawsuits, one which accuses him of sex trafficking and the other dealing with sex with minors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.